Crazy. Hey, all right.
Can you and you do the Today Show, which and we all know how demanding that stuff is. You're one of the busiest men in the world, and when that's you're not at work, you're being chased and hounded by the paparazzi in this country. Is that what the Vespa's all about too? Because can you get away quicker? Can you? Is it?
Or do they all have Vespas too? Because
no, well they are. I mean that they are an absolute punish. But you know you get used to them. As I was saying to this guy in the shower this morning. bro, can you just back off us a little bit?
Carl, here's the thing. You shouldn't have to get used to it, should you? So just for example today...
You're hogging the doona, mate. You're hogging the doona.
Woman's Day again. Carl's million-dollar midlife crisis.
What?
Yeah,
and they've got lots of snaps of you and Jasmine and rings and Vespas. Yeah. Vespa makes a big difference.
Mind you, if you're going to have a midlife crisis, it may as well be a million-dollar one, right, Carl?
Well,
we were thinking
I think they've gone under. They've gone under. You know, see, if you're going to make stuff up and fabricate it completely, I'd go a little bit further over the top. You know, let's call it a $5 million, midlife crisis. They say Harley Davidsons and Vespers in the same sentence. No one does that.
Where are you at with this mob? Yeah. Have you got a working relationship? Have you got a piece? Can you ring them up and say back off? Where are you
currently at with the
women's magazines?
No, but I think that's a disservice to women to call them women's magazines.
Okay.
I mean, they are completely trash. There's nothing you can do about it. You just got to live with it and get on with it. And, you know, whatever they do, it's a dialogue and a discourse that I can't follow, nor do I care. But it is upsetting when there's stuff that people believe.
Right.
You know, like when, you know, you and I had that love triangle, Mick. It was just uncomfortable
that's
for a
while. Right.
Well, they will believe anything. But, you know, after Rebel
I did
will...
give them an interview, though, and I was on the cover.
You did. You sold out.
I was on the cover sitting on a stool looking out a window with rain falling on the pain,
for 50 bucks.
By Carl Stefanovic Heartbreak, I think was the headline.
Rebel Wilson did, that made a big impact. Don't you think that's sort of shaken things up? I know that they're appealing the decision, which is lame, but, you know, what were your thoughts there about Rebel?
No, I think that there's defamation and there's just, you know, there's stuff you just don't bother with. And there's a fine line that they're experts at treading. Here's the thing. I would say to everyone, don't believe anything in those things.
Yep.
You know, I'd ask people just not to read them, but look, that's their prerogative and it goes with the job. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not digging ditches for a living. I'm on air and I'm public, so you know, I can't do anything about it.
Barnaby Joyce wants privacy. He said it about 100 times the other night on the 7:30 report. So his apologies. So that's what they're going to find. They're going to have to pass a law, I believe, now. Because when it's finally affecting politicians, why isn't there a law to protect someone like you?
But I don't believe that anyone in the public has the right to now say there's this line, that line. For the politicians, if you parade your family around before an election and you're there on how the vote cards, I'm sorry, but it's one of the unfortunate things. If you're a public person, times have changed, the media has changed, and you just got to go, you know what? Suck it up because it's unfortunate, but that's the way. If you don't want to do it, if you don't want to have paps outside, if you don't want to have, you know, a public life, then you have to say, right, I'm checking out. I'm going to do something else. There's nothing you can do. That was really.
It's all good. I'm looking forward to the wedding. I'm on.
Hang on.
Carl?
No, let me tell you something. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You know, what comes before a wedding is a Bucks Bay. Mick Molloy has put his hand up.
Bang! Man,
you think that's a good idea?
Oh, my God.
I am.
No, Carl.
Leave it with me, Carl.
Carl, hey, you can't do this.
Carl.
What?
Carl, one word. Hooters.
I'm not confirming anything.
We're going to need a boat, and it's got to be a big one. I've got the captain. Relax.
Carl Stefanovic, you have no idea what you've just done.
Hey, speaking of no idea what you've just done, I've just seen a promo on telly right now featuring you and Jeff Horn in a ring boxing. What the hell are you doing?
No, well, I took on Wendell Sadler a few years ago, beat the hell out of him. he couldn't fight his way out of a plastic bag. Then I just decided to take Jeff Horn on because he's got a bit up himself. And I thought, look at me. I beat Matty Pacquiao. Yeah.
Do you know what? I know I look a bit silly, but I would have kept that helmet on from the vest.
I did go by the boxing name of the Pink Flamingo.
That looked like a dressing gown from a 5-star hotel that you came out in too.
I think it was his wife's dressing gown. We didn't see it. She gave it to me and said, you might need this.
Carl, we're wrapped to have you on Kennedy Molloy. Will you come back and chat to us at different times?
Love to.
Good
on you guys.
You're a good man.
I don't like Jane anymore, but I love me.
Yes, that's right, mate.
We'll get
together and talk. I'll send you some plans.
We're going
to need
you'll be back on board.
We're going to need planning permission from the council, and I'll need your passport.
Do we need passports?